Welcome to the Mastermind Your Launch podcast, broadcasting live on Business Radio X. Your place for weekly entrepreneurial lessons from Atlanta's most inspiring technology startups. And now your host, Stephanie Diaz.
Hello, hello, and welcome to our selfie session that is going down right now in the studio. I am your host, Stephanie Diaz. We are here on the Mastermind Your Launch podcast on Business Radio X, live at the Roswell Infinity Studios at Digital Ignition in Alpharetta. And I am so excited for you listeners to be joining myself and the beautiful Diamond Williamson in the house today.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Really, I am.
I'm excited to have you here. Today is a very big day for Mastermind Your Launch. I've been talking about it for weeks now. Tonight is our big event.
Yes.
WOE, W-O-E for Women Only Entrepreneurs.
I love that you do that. I love that.
Thank you so much. It is really, when you have this much fun in work, it's like this, this is not supposed to be happening, but it's a passion project of mine. And because it is focused on women,
right.
I'm so excited that you're here today because you're working on something very important for the women of Atlanta.
Yes. And I'm really excited about it. It's called Built by Women.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially our mission is, it's very simple. Like, we're pairing technical people with women who can go to market. So they can build companies based on a certain problem that they want to solve, right? Because every technology company requires a technical person, you know, someone who can build, and then someone who can go to market. And that is needed at the foundational level.
I love it. And really quick, I want to share with the listeners,
yes,
if you guys want a behind the scenes look at what we've got going on here in the studio, follow us on Twitter at North Fulton BRX. We've got Mike Salmon live tweeting right now. So
Yay.
You can see the beautiful diamond as
love
we
it.
Hear all about this new initiative for women in tech, because it's so important
yes.
that more women join that tech conversation.
Right. Because a lot of people don't even like know or understand what it is, right? Like, we just know Facebook, we just know Twitter,
right.
and we don't understand like what that looks like for us in the industry. So that's like part of my mission currently. Yes.
Yeah. And as you're problem solving, or you're seeing problems that you want to solve,
oh,
if you don't understand the technology that's already out there that can help you,
right.
I mean, that's why some people are going to market so fast. They have the understanding
right.
of the different technologies.
They go through the steps. They
yeah.
go through the steps, right? And it's just a matter of like learning the steps too, because there's not like Snapchat didn't just appear. They did some serious customer discovery and
mm-hmm.
like some serious work ahead of time.
Well, I'm really excited to dive into Built by Women.
Yes.
But first,
yes.
I want to hear about this woman.
Yes. Okay.
Sitting in front of me right now.
I never like know where to start with this. But years ago, like, I had my own women's group. It was called Pledge to be Bella, straight out of college. And ultimately, like, our mission there was just to unite women of color, like, based on simple things like going to brunch and learning. So the work for women has happened like maybe for like 7 years,
mm-hmm.
just being in college. And so after that, you know,
where'd you go to college?
I went to University of West Georgia.
Oh yeah. We just
yes. So, so like, I was doing this group and I was doing YouTube videos at the same time because I wanted to like have my own show one day, like,
yeah.
like Oprah. And I was doing YouTube videos, and then I wanted to get into television. So I'm like, okay, because if I want my own talk show, like, how do I get there?
Right.
This was years ago. So I started working in television, working at USA on Chrisley Knows Best and on VH1. And then the last show I did last year was called Iyanla Fix My Life on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Wow.
And so, you know, working on that show, like, it just solidified the fact that, you know, here's another opportunity for me to help women of color, you know, period. And so that's when I started Blossom, which is my digital television destination for women of color. We're building a streaming platform so that women of color can see themselves in a way that they know themselves, right? Because if a lot of times we see ourselves on TV and we're like, I'm not like that. Like, I don't
right.
throw shoes at my boyfriend in the middle of a restaurant, or, you know, I'm not just a baby's mama. Like, I'm the mother of a child. Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm building that. And so naturally, that's how the program really came about. Like, I'm just passionate about
mm-hmm.
women of color and providing them an opportunity in places that they may not have them.
I'm really excited to dive into this conversation because our guest for Woe Tonight is Kelly Burton.
My girl. I love Kelly Burton.
Yes. I mean, this hits close to home for me, a Latina, Puerto Rican. Yes. But I grew up in Douglasville, Georgia.
Right.
So I wasn't surrounded, you know, even by like my aunts and my grandmother were all in Puerto Rico. So I didn't even have like that immediate family of women that, you know, look like me, you know, listen to the same music as me, all of that to really, you know, have in my life day to day. And then you talk about mainstream media.
That's a whole nother conversation.
I've got J-Lo, and I mean, I love J-Lo,
but
still.
Where else, right?
Right.
Look, I understand, and I think like that. I think that's so important. And for me, I grew up like in a very diverse background, and it wasn't until I got to college and out of college that I realized that, wow, like there are some true, I mean, the racism thing, all that still happens. Like, we're still oppressed for certain things. And so I was like, look, I got to be an advocate because I see how hard it is. And it's been women of color who have helped me. Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure that, like, I help women of color because they've helped me. They've helped me. So
what is the impact that you've started to see as you're putting out this, you know, media that comes at it from a different angle?
Yes, I see excitement. Like, I really see joy because we just want to feel seen and we just want to feel heard at the bottom. That's the bottom line. That's with any human being. So if I can help more women of color feel seen and feel heard, that's what I want to do. And just putting these images out there and starting these conversations around things that, you know, like sports, something that you don't see women of color talking about on ESPN, but we are talking about it. That is the definition of girl talk for one of the people that works with me. So we like, you know, so it's like I at the end of the day, it's like, how do we just bring voice, our voice to subjects that we like feel are important and we want to be a part of?
Right. Well, and it's also too, just like taking every single stereotype.
Hello. And just, knocking it down. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, I just imagine, you know, I imagine like a minority interior designer and a minority chef, like a minority focused millennial talk show, like a minority that travels, like seeing those type of representations on television or online, like that's the type of world that I imagine. A minority female investor, like The Prophet, right?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine like that? Having a show like that, like my biggest dream, though.
And imagine like what that would do for the next generation.
You know, it would just open so many doors because what I see is that, you know, exposure expands your mind and expands the way you think about what you can do, right? And because I've been exposed, I'm like, look, women, like I got to expose you. Like I want to be a part of helping, right? Like I'm not the only one, but I want to be a part of helping expose somebody to something, right?
Well, and sometimes the best way we learn what we can do is by watching someone else do it. And it's even more impactful when that person, you know, when we relate to that person, like they came from a similar background, you know, or maybe they came from a worse background. We're like, what am I doing here?
But they're also transparent about that, right?
Like,
that's the piece that's really important that we learn other people's story, right? So that we can then say, okay, I can do it too, because they went through these hard times. I'm going through hard times, but they've made it. So can I.
I love it. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Mastermind Your Launch on Business Radio X. I'm your host, Stephanie Diaz, and we are here today with Diamond Williamson of Blossom and of Built by Women.
Yes, a new program
coming out of Tech Square.
Yes.
So let's chat about that.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I keep saying that because I really am.
I know, we need another word.
Right? Like I'm thrilled.
Elated.
I'm ready. So we have an info session this Thursday at Tech Square Lab so that we can really help women understand what the program looks like. You know, what are these 6 months composed of? What can they expect to learn? And at the end of the day, we just want women to come out with really solid ideas or solid starts to companies, right? Or even if you have a company, like how are we helping you elevate that? So it's like, it's for a woman at different stages of her journey.
So what kind of woman should be into this program?
There's definitely a few. And I definitely don't want to leave men out of the technical conversation. But for women of color specifically, and so Black, Latina, Asian, whatever it is, women of color, period. If you can go to market, if you can launch something, right? Like, you have those abilities and you have a certain skill set, we want you, right? Like, no matter what it is. But you also have to have a problem that you want to solve. Like, what do you want to see different in the world? Mm-hmm. And then for the developers, software developers, whether you're using PHP, Ruby on Rails, whatever it is, we definitely want you to apply if you're a woman or a man, because we want to be able to pair people based on a problem that they want to solve and their skill set, period.
That's incredible. Yeah. So you're bringing both to non-tech plus tech together.
That's the main important piece, is that every technology company requires the two. So we have to bring them together. A lot of times there's a lot of people out here that, you know, have these ideas but need somebody to build it. And there's a lot of people that can build but may not know how to take it to market. Now, there's a lot of people who can do both that can still use a team. Mm-hmm. But yes, we got to bring them together.
Well, and that's so important. Like, just, you know, sitting here thinking about it, and I'm thinking about, you know, a lot of the networking and the startup communities.
Yes.
And it kind of is siloed. You have the tech people that are immersed in it.
Yes.
Deep. You have people that are not tech who might be very intimidated by it.
Oh, really? And that's like what I told you about earlier, that the purpose of I'm new to tech, because it's definitely a new industry. I just got into it last year. Like, mm-hmm. I learned about it, I became obsessed with it, and I dove deep into it. So, like, how can we make more people aware of, like, what tech is,
yeah.
right? Because tech encompasses startup, which encompasses entrepreneurship. So people mm-hmm. may not even understand that they could fit
yeah.
into that tech category.
And then you add on top of that the fact that the startup and tech industry is not extremely diverse at this time.
Not at all.
And there's been a lot of conversations. Actually, where you and I met for the first time in person.
At 500 Startups.
500 Startups,
yes.
Starting that conversation on, or not starting, but, you know, moving that conversation forward on diversity and inclusion in the tech space.
Right. We just have to continue to do the work around it, right? And quality work. That's what I've been told. Like, how can we do quality work around actually making it diverse? And not just myself, we as anybody who cares about diversity inclusion, like, how are we utilizing our talents, our work, our knowledge, our resources to make it more diverse?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and what's so, you know, just powerful about this program is the fact that, I mean, I've seen so many events, conversations happening.
Yes.
You guys are taking action.
Yes.
So I want to hear how this all came about.
Yes. So, I mean, it's so crazy. There's a person, she's a Google entrepreneur, but an entrepreneur in residence through Code 2040. And Code 2040 is dedicated to helping corporations find diverse talent. So they mm-hmm. have entrepreneurs in residence at sponsored tech hubs around the country.
Got it.
And so I met this lady on LinkedIn. Her name is Joni Williams. And I met her. And she brought me into Tech Square and told me about the diversity coordinator position. And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so a few weeks later, you know, she brought me on, and now we're here, and you know, the idea came from within Tech Square Labs. Like, you know, we want to do something for women, because Tech Square Labs, I mean, it's definitely diverse in terms of like race and you know, there's definitely like some mix, but how can we bring more women into this space? And that's how it was birthed. And the number one most important thing, though, has always been, how do we pair? Like, how do we really bring them together so they can actually build something that matters?
Well, and it's an understanding of where the typical woman is today, you know?
It's absolutely, that's the biggest thing too. Like, I personally really do care about women. Like, and I spend so much time, like, on the phone with women, having lunch with women, and I care. And, you know, sometimes they don't know what they don't know. They mm-hmm. don't know the resources that are available to them, or they don't know, you know, about Tech Square Labs or about Atlanta Tech Village, right? And so, like, I wanted to, even with doing this I'm New to Tech series, you know, I'm doing it at a co-working space called Open for Business on Auburn Avenue. And it's specifically for women of color. And these women really may not know. And so I wanted to do it there so I could meet women where they were.
That's beautiful.
Thank
and I mean,
you.
I just imagine, like, the stories that are going to come out of this.
I'm hoping for, like, really phenomenal transformational stories. And what I'm excited, I get to learn with these women, right? Like, I'm building my MVP right now, and I'm learning, and I get to, like I get to have the same experiences with them. And I'm like, that's the part that I'm most excited about, is that we can all really grow together and form this bond around building a technology company that's solving a problem.
Right. I mean, we all learn faster in community. I mean, yes. Let's leverage each other's lessons all along
that.
The way.
Right.
Support each other throughout, because we know, like, you're going to have those days where something with the MVP, you know, you're so excited, new version, and it's full of bugs.
Oh my gosh.
And you're going to want to...
I mean, and we have therapy built into the program, because that's important, like, so that we can, like, we have to be able to talk about what we've done so this far, you know, cry about it if we need to, because it's hard and it's going to be hard. And then we're going to, like, move on. We're
right.
going to talk about it. We're going to release it. And then we're going to move on. And it's just important to have that, you know, in the space.
Yes, 100%. I mean, that's a big reason why WOE is kind of structured the way that it is.
Yes, I love that.
It's really about, you know, all of that mindset stuff, what your soul goes through when you take on a mission like this, especially when, you know, for a lot of us, our parents didn't do stuff like this.
Oh my gosh.
You know, like,
my mom does not understand sometimes.
Do you know, I still don't think my mom knows what a podcast is.
Right. And you have like this phenomenal one.
And... 2 years into it. And she's like, I kind of get it. Right. But I mean, the lessons being passed down, it's just not there.
Right.
So when you confront a new challenge that's like completely new than anything anyone in your circle has ever confronted.
Oh my goodness.
You don't know how to show up sometimes.
Right.
And you need those people around you.
That's a... Like what you mentioned, the circle piece, that's important too, right? Because if you've had, you know, sometimes your friends are not in the tech space, or they may not understand what you're doing. They're supportive, but they may not understand, like, oh my gosh, like I have this meeting on Friday and like I need to have this presentation done, but I have to still go to work and still like pick up my child, or I have an event. So, like, it's like all these things we have to do. And sometimes the people around us do not understand that. Yeah. So it is important to like have that group.
Right. And I mean, they mean well. They just don't understand.
Yes. And that is like completely fine.
So let's talk more about the program. I want to know, like, you know, when you come into it, how often are you meeting?
Yes. Like, so if we're starting in July, like we'll have our first session on July 18th and applications close July 7th. Following week, people will know, look, you're in, or, you know, whatever it may be. But so July 18th. And so we're meeting, you know, for the first and last month, there'll be a couple of times that we meet, but throughout that, it's like biweekly learning labs. So we have a very specific and intentional program so that we're meeting twice a week about, you know, different subjects that help us, you know, pair each other, solve problems, understand, you know, certain founders' journeys, like who have exited and who have done, you know, who have, you know, raised capital, doing customer discovery, like really doing... like doing the work, right? So that you don't have to get to X and you miss B, right? Like you can just hack yourself along the way versus getting all the way to X and being like, man, like I wish I would have known about B, right? Mm. And so that's what we want to do. I mean, that's what we're going to do. But also like intertwining, you know, like field trips, you know, to certain places around here that women may not have gone to, and bringing in different workshop leaders, like vetted experts to lead these workshops so the women are learning at their best and at their highest.
Yeah. Are the meetings, are they during the workday?
Oh, no, they'll be in the evenings.
Okay.
And so everything is in the evening or on the weekends, but definitely in the evening, because we know that our target is probably works like 9 to 5 or either makes their own schedule. So we really wanted it to be, convenient for whoever participates.
I love it. Is there an investment?
No, there's not.
What?
No, there's not. It's really, we just want to filter people. Like, we just want to be able to help people, like, build. Because it gets really, you know, the investment piece, like, that's a totally different piece. You never know what can happen with that, right? But, like, if we can help our companies become investor ready, then we've done our job.
Yeah.
So that they don't have to, I mean, but it's a free program.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay anything, but it's a free program. At the end of the day, we really want to make sure that, you know, people are coming out with solid business ideas ready to, you know, potentially for investment. That's why we want to make sure that they're solving tough problems for the world and build and learning from quality and then building at quality.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
People,
yes.
If you are hearing this, where do they go to submit the application?
So it's built, B-U-I-L-T, txwomen.com, built by women, but it's builtxwomen.com. Mm-hmm. Yes. To apply, you can learn more. You can have all your questions answered if you want to volunteer, and, you know, with the program, because I'm managing the program. And so definitely want program assistants that are like passionate about, mm-hmm. about this. You can volunteer. Definitely want mentors who can go to market or have a specific skill set to help with our programming.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about Tech Square.
Yeah.
As an incredible, you know, partner for this.
Yes.
What has it been like to work with Tech Square on this initiative?
It's really exciting, and it's very supportive. It's a very, Tech Square is a very collaborative space in terms of like working together, and there's always something going on, which is exciting
there's
too.
There's events like every day.
Yes,
there.
It's really exciting, and it's in the center, right, of Tech Square. So, yeah. You know, we're close to everything, and I mean, it really is just a lot happening in there. So it's exciting to be a part of that. You know, we just had Health Tech Weekend this past weekend in partnership with Morehouse, and that was beautiful to see all these young kids, especially Black kids, right, and Asian, Latina, all these diverse set of children, like working and hacking and really trying to figure out how they can hack health care using technology. So it's really beautiful. It's really beautiful.
I also just love the people there.
Yes.
I mean, you know, like a lot of people will, you know, open up a new space and expect a community just to happen.
Yeah, it
you
doesn't.
Know? And
it's carefully curated. Period.
Yes.
You understand, community builder, same thing. Like you have to create things that people want to come to that provide value. That's how you really create community.
Yeah. And the people that you have at the center of that are like obviously a 100% reflection. And Tech Square just has like such amazing people. Never been disappointed when I attend an event there.
Yay.
And get to connect with them.
Yes. Thank you.
So,
I'm excited
Diamond,
about it.
What else? I mean, this is just, it's so much.
Yes. So I feel like I'm an advocate for women in media, like always.
I mean, how Oprah Network.
Yeah,
girl.
That I will forever be proud of that. And even the show, the season that I worked on, we had a bachelor style house, like Bachelorette and the bachelor
yeah.
style house. And we were helping eight women. Like they were being counseled by Yanla for a full week. And I was a part of that. And what's beautiful is that I healed myself along the way as she was healing people. So I'm an advocate for women in media because I see even at that level, like how we have to continue to like do the work for each other. So I'm an advocate for women in media and tech and definitely entrepreneurship. It's just something that I love and just, I just feel like we need like somebody that's going to always, all of us need somebody to open the doors for us as the doors have been opened for me. Like, how can I open more doors?
Right.
Like, that's all I want to do, really.
And thank you so much for sharing
yes.
all of that. Like,
thank
I just
you.
Have so much admiration for your cause.
Oh, thank you.
And
vice versa. Like, well, I'm team you. Team
SMI
Alliance. Team Whoa. Team
yes.
everything. And like, I love Kelly. Kelly's amazing. It's just, it's so beautiful to see us work together. Like, women.
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing.
And to see how, you know, as we shine our light, the women that affects. And then watching them do big things, and it's this whole ripple effect.
Right.
And we know, too, that it's because of the women before us that showed
oh
us the way.
Hello. That opened the door for us, that
yeah.
gave us an opportunity, that taught us how to treat each other,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, that's so important.
On that note.
Yes, yes.
Women, listeners, go out there. Support each other.
Yes.
Check out Built by Women.
BuiltXWomen.com. And I'm also, you know, founder of Blossom. And we're working to bring about an equal representation for women of color, an equal voice, equal representation in the media space. So that's at Watch Blossom.
Love it, love it, love it. And if you're in Atlanta and you want to check out Whoa, you
yes,
need to be
tonight.
There. WOEATL.com and many more events to come. So keep checking us out and we'll keep coming back.
Yes.
Diamond, thank you so much for being on the show
thank
today.
You.
It was a pleasure.
I am honored. Thank you.
And to the listeners, thank you for tuning in. And remember that today is a great day to face forward and mastermind your launch.